worry. Just listen to everyone reading it. So can you turn to Psalm 46? I was going to say that the prayer we just prayed on the screen would be a good prayer to take away and pray over the next few days, but I've got a better prayer for you, and it's this one in Psalm 46. This is the prayer I really want you to take away and make a prayer over the next few days, maybe for the whole year. Page 570, Psalm 46. Here's how we're going to do it. I'm going to read the odd numbers. You're going to respond by reading the even numbers, okay? So I'm odd, but you all knew that anyway. And you're going to read the evens, okay? Here we go. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord, let's read this last verse all together. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. They're the things that we're going to be dwelling on now for a few minutes together, and they're great things to think about as we look forward to the next year. Although, of course, some of us might not be looking forward very much to the next year. I know there might be mixed feelings here this morning. But it's a great psalm, whichever perspective we find ourselves in. But just before we do that, what we're going to do is look backwards for a moment. And we're going to look back over 2016. And I've got a quiz for you. So you need your thinking caps on, okay? What I'm going to do is I'm going to show you an image from of a news story from one of the months last year, and you've got to try and work out from what month it is and what you can see from the image what the story was. See if you can work out who it was or what it was. It's tricky to start with because the images are all a bit squiffy and skew-iffed, okay? So look hard at them. I'll give you 5 seconds to confer with your neighbor to have a think and see how you get on. So here we are. Where are we starting? We're starting in April. 5 seconds with your neighbour. Who do you reckon that is? What do you reckon? Any ideas? April? Any ideas? There's a few ideas over here. Yeah? The Queen? The Queen? Do you think the Queen? The Queen? Let's have a look. Oh, yeah, there we go. It's the Queen. The Queen turned 90. Well, that could have been a June one, couldn't it? You know, her actual birthday or official birthday. So that was a bit of a tricky one. Okay, the Queen in April. Okay, where are we going next? Let's have a look. We're going to go to May. Anyone work out what that was from May? Anyone know? Anyone know? Sorry? Leicester City, someone says. Yep. Leicester wins the league. Okay, there we go. Well done. Just sneaked in May. Next one, here we go. Let's have a look. June. What do you think that was in June? Do you reckon? Any ideas? Someone say breakfast in June? Okay, there we are. Brexit. Okay, yeah, Brexit in June. Well done. Let's go to July next. What do you reckon? What can this story was? Any ideas? Okay, make it a bit easier. There we go. Mrs. May became Prime Minister, didn't she, in July. Okay, great. Next one is August. What do you reckon? Olympics. Yep, there we go. Yeah. Oops, it's clicking too. Olympics. There we go. November. Donald Trump? Yeah? You're getting Trump there? There we are. Okay, great. And then December. Yeah, that's it, isn't it? Yeah. Andy Murray, so sports personality of the year, he was awarded. That could have been in June or July for Wimbledon as well, couldn't it? Or August for the Olympics or whatever. But Andy Murray, yeah. So lots of things to look back on over the year. What we're going to be thinking about, though, is what's going to happen this year? If I put up January 2017 or March 2017 or July 2017, what's going to be in it? It'd be good if I could do that, wouldn't it? But I couldn't find a computer in the sales that could actually tell us what it was going to be. So in a moment, we're going to have a look at Psalm 46. And Psalm 46 is going to help us with whatever happens in January or March or July or December this coming year. Before we do that, though, let's sing again and lift our voices. See amid the winter's snow. Okay, let's stand and sing together. Please do be seated. I'm going to just ask some of the younger ones, if you want to see better, come and have a sit on the carpet at the front here. That's it. Come and grab a seat just here. Be able to see a little bit better what's going on. Well done. And we're going back to Psalm 46 together, so on page 570. Well done, guys. That's it. Lovely. Let's just say a prayer together as we look at that. Our Heavenly Father, please may the Holy Spirit help us now to understand your word and to delight in it and to understand what it means for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, now, here's my first question. What are you scared of? Okay, 10 seconds, turn to your neighbor. Just tell them what the things give you the heebie-jeebies, what makes you scared, okay? All right, 10 seconds. Okay, what have you got? Got some suggestions at the front, yeah?
I'm scared of the dark.
You're scared of the dark, yep.
Poisonous animals.
Poisonous animals.
Personally, I think a tarantula on my head.
A tarantula on your head.
The back bedroom in the dark.
The back bedroom, okay, in the dark, yeah?
Big spiders.
Big spiders.
Noises at night.
Noises at night. What about you?
Thunder.
Dementors. They're in Harry Potter, aren't they? Good job, they're not real. Right. Okay. Some of us are scared of heights. Can you imagine walking along that glass walkway there? Okay. Oh, dear. Spiders. I just gave that one a quick flash. Spiders. Oh, dear. Okay. And then the... Oh, won't stay on it. Alex, can you click it for me now? Because I think it's doing one at a time. There we are. Next, and then the dark. Some of us are scared of the dark, aren't they? Some of us will be scared of, slightly more serious things. Won't we? So some of us will be scared of perhaps a health thing happening to us over the next year. For some of us, it might be a job thing happening to us. For some of us, it might be a money thing. There are all kinds of different sorts of things that we fear. If you've got Psalm 46 there, do you see it's a psalm about how to deal with our fears? Let me read it to you. Look what it says in verse 2. It says, "Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging." It's saying this, listen, it's saying, even if the worst possible thing could happen, we will not fear. How do you do that? How do you not fear when even the worst possible thing could happen to you? Okay, well, 2016, can you click it on for us, Alex? Not going to work for us. The light bulb's stuck, is it? Okay. 2016 had all sorts of things in it that we just looked at in that quiz, didn't it? There we are. Look, can you see? Yep. And then, oh, the six has dropped down, hasn't it? Just click us on to the next one, Alex, there we are. But 2017, like I say, it's all fuzzy still, isn't it? We don't actually know what's going to happen this month, next month, or for the next 12 months. And I can't tell you, and you can't tell me what's going to happen. Actually, all those things that we put up in 2016, there's lots more that happened. And I didn't really put up some of the saddest, horriblest things, did I? So there were all sorts of atrocities and tragedies that happened last year. And this time last year, we didn't know they were going to happen. This time last year, we didn't know that Terry Wogan and David Bowie and Alan Rickman and Ronnie Corbett and Paul Daniels and Victoria Wood and Gene Wilder and George Michael and Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds were all going to die in 2016. And they didn't know either. And perhaps much more importantly, and much more personally, there are people who were here with us this time last year who aren't here with us now. We know that often a year is a painful thing for us. And Psalm 46 is saying, how can you not be afraid of what might happen in the next year? So that's what we're thinking about, okay? What are we, here's the first question. Can you pop it up? What are we going to need if we're to go into 2017 without worrying and being afraid of the things that might happen? Well, do you know when you're about to do something and you're not sure what you're going to need, you take as many things as you can. So, for example, say we decide this afternoon to go for a hike, okay? All right. What do you need if you're going to go for a walk? Well, you need your rucksack, don't you? And you might think to yourself, well, it might be cold, so I need a woolly hat to put in there, don't I? And I need a pair of gloves. On the other hand, you know, I'm a bit of an optimist, and it might not be cold, it might be sunny, so I'll put my sunglasses in, just in case I need those as well, yeah? So put those in. What else am I going to need if I'm going for a walk or a hike? I know, I might need something to drink, so I'll take a flask, okay? But I might be a long walk, and the flask might cool down, so I better take a gas cooker, just in case as well, just to heat it up. And I better take something to eat, hadn't I? So an apple, a bit healthy. Chocolate fingers, I think, going to keep me going on a walk. Yeah, chocolate fingers. And I might feel peckish as I'm walking. So, box of sweets as well. So we'll take those as well. And let's have a look. Well, there might be midges and mosquitoes, so I'll take that. And I might get bored, so I'll take a game to play as well. And I might feel a bit lonely as well, so I better take a cuddly toy with me, hadn't I? And I could keep going, and I could keep going, and I could keep going. I might be this, there might be that. What am I going to need? What am I going to get? But the thing is, I wouldn't have a big bag big enough, would I, to put everything in that I might need for what might happen to me on my walk, or what might happen to me today or tomorrow or in the rest of the year. So what are we going to need? Here's what Psalm 46 says that we need. Can you put it up for us, Alex? We're going to need God, most of all. If you've got it open, look at verse 1. Do you see it says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. And you see in verse 7 as well, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. In fact, he says exactly the same thing again at the end of the psalm. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Just have a look at verse 4 for a moment, if you've got your Bible. Let me read it out to you. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. Now, the city of God in question is Jerusalem. There is a river whose streams make glad Jerusalem. Can anyone spot anything odd or funny about that verse? There's no river in Jerusalem. So that's a funny verse, isn't it? Okay. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. No, there isn't. There isn't a river. But do you know what he means? You have to read on to find out what he means. The holy place where the Most High, where God dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. What he's saying is, it'd be great to have a river, because if you were a city under siege, the river would keep you going. Okay, but there's no river in Jerusalem. No matter, God is within her, even if there isn't a river. Okay, God is what you need, in other words, even when you haven't got what you need. God is what you need, even when you haven't got what you need. Now, you and I have no idea what we're going to need this year, but God is what you need. And if you've got God, you've got what you need, whatever happens this year. That's a wonderful, wonderful truth. I think we might need to say verse 7 to ourselves regularly. Verse 7, the Lord Almighty is with us. Can we all just say that together now? The Lord Almighty is with us. And it would be great even to say that out loud to yourself quite regularly in the morning. And if you don't quite feel like it, or you don't quite feel that you think it's true, then say it anyway and ask the Holy Spirit to sow the seed of that truth deep in your heart so that when you need that truth, it will help you. It will help us. Okay? The Lord Almighty is with us. What are we going to need? We're going to need God. Second question on the screen. Here we go. What is God like? Well, look what our verse says. Verse 7. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Okay? The God of Jacob is our fortress. God is like a fortress. God is like a castle. Now, listen to this story. Some of us might know this story. Over 100 years ago, a terrible thing happened near the town of Durham. A mine collapsed, and lots of mine workers were killed in the disasters. And the Bishop of Durham was asked to bring a word of comfort to the people who lost their loved ones. And this is what he said. He said, it's very difficult for us to understand why God should let such an awful disaster happen. But we know him, and we trust him, and all will be right. And then he said, I have at home an old bookmark given to me by my mother, and it's worked in silk, and when I examine the wrong side of it, I see nothing but a tangle of threads. Look, rather like this. Okay? He said, I've got something like this. The children can see it at the front. Maybe you can see it. He says, when I look at it like this at the back, there's nothing but a tangle of threads, crisscrossed, all a mess. It looks like a big mistake. One would think that someone had made it who didn't really know what they were doing. Okay? But then he said, when you turn it round, the whole thing begins to make sense. And it's no longer a tangle of threads. It says, God is love. He says, when I turn it over and look at the right side, I see there beautifully embroidered the letters, God is love. And he says, when we look at the sad things, the bad things, the difficult things in life, it looks like we're looking at a world like that. In fact, he says, we're looking at the world from the wrong side. But one day, we're going to see that through it all, God was indeed love and weaving out his wonderful purposes, even though we can't understand why or how that all fits together today. This psalm is telling us God is a fortress. That is not to say that God will stop the bad, sad, difficult things happening to us. In fact, that's not the point of a fortress, is it? The point of a fortress is you build a fortress because you know bad things are going to happen and you know you're going to need somewhere safe to run. Okay? The point of a fortress is that you've got somewhere to go when life is very, very difficult. But actually, it's not that we run to God when times are difficult. It's that we live our whole lives in him so that come what may, we know that God's love surrounds and protects us. Now, that's a wonderful thing to know. Sorry about my microphone, everybody. I don't know why it's doing this. I've got three things just to finish off that the psalm tells us to do. Here we go. Let's have the first. Therefore, if these things are true, God is with us, we've got God, and he's like a fortress, then don't fear, says the psalm. Don't be afraid of whatever might come this year, because God is with us and he can surround us. That's all very easy to say, isn't it? So we need the second thing. Come and see. That's what verse 8 says, it says, come and see. Come and see what? Come and see the works of the Lord. That is to say, if we're not going to fear what's coming, then we need God. But then we need to know what God is like. Therefore, we need to come and see regularly what God is like and get to know him better. The better we know God, the more we'll be able to trust him, even through the difficult things that come along, whatever they might be this year. Come and see. And then last point, ironically, is be still. Okay? Be still. Now, this is a very popular verse, isn't it? Be still, it says in verse 10, and know that I am God. And actually, when you're going through a difficult patch, that's the last thing you feel like you can do. Be still. It's very difficult, isn't it, to be still. Actually, that's not what the verse means. It doesn't mean, when things are difficult, sit down, have a cup of tea, and be nice and calm. Okay? The verse isn't addressed to you and me who are going through a difficult time. That verse is addressed to God's enemies. And literally, it means not be still, it means shut up. Okay? So God's enemies, all sorts of enemies, God's enemies who are raging against him and want to spoil his world and spoil people's lives, to them, God says, shut up and know that I am God. Okay? I'm going to win. Everything is going to work out in the end. Isn't that a great truth to know? And actually, it's a truth that you can be applied to our own worries, isn't it? When we feel ourselves worrying, what do we need to tell ourselves? Joe, get a grip, be still, and know that I am God, is what the Lord says to me. So don't fear, come and see, get to know him better this year, and be still and know that he is God. Right, let's pray together. Let's have a prayer together so that this lot at the front who need to learn how to be still can go back to their seats. Let's pray. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. We pray, Heavenly Father, that no matter what happens this year, you would help us to know that you are with us and that your love surrounds us like a fortress. In Jesus' name, amen. Right, I'm going to send you guys back to your seats and then we're going to pray for a minute longer. That's it. Take a seat. And then all say the Lord's Prayer together. Well done. So just as we sit together, let's pray together. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Heavenly Father, we pray for those who find themselves in trouble this morning. Perhaps it's a sudden crisis that has struck, or a sudden sadness in the family, or a loss. We pray, Heavenly Father, that those who find themselves in trouble, especially those in our church family, those near and close to us, we pray that they would find you to be a refuge and a strength, someone that they can run to and find help and strength from in distress. In Jesus' name, amen. Heavenly Father, we pray for our world in this coming year, thanking you for the many, many blessings that you will pour on us and people all over the world. We also look forward to the various challenges that we will face. And if we're honest, Lord, we look forward with fear to some of the things that might happen. And we pray that you'd sink these truths deep in our hearts. Help us not to fear. Help us to come and see your works and know you better. Help us to know that you are God through all the ups and downs of life. In Jesus' name, amen. And finally, Heavenly Father, we pray for your church. We pray that throughout the world, in this land and in Plymouth, you would bless the church and each individual congregation. Help us all to shine with the truth of Christ, to know that you are God and that you will be exalted among the nations. We pray, Heavenly Father, that we might grow in our knowledge of you this year. We pray that we might help others to grow in their knowledge of you and bring others to know you. In Jesus' name, amen. And so let us draw our prayers together by saying together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. So let's round off our time together by singing together, Lord, for the years your love has kept and guided. Someone told me just before the service that the man who wrote this, Timothy Dudley Smith, was 90 on Boxing Day. So it's happy birthday to him. Lord, for the years your love has kept and guided. Let's stand.